Chav Halef of Beis. Rashi draws the Tumah Deraisa. Rashi is saying, going through the list of the Mishnah, what the cases where there's issues of Deraisa. So we're saying the first there's Chashashas on the Deraisa level. Holding over Tumah Deraisa, of the Rashi. Ein chiluk ben klishetiv ben achurayim l'soichay. A klishetiv is supposed to klicheres. We don't accept someone from the avir, but the mishnah is just talking klishetiv. And klishetiv under the raisa level, anything which touches it under the raisa level is the time of the whole thing. Shabakot mochem shetumah nagas by nitmakula. The whole thing becomes time in the matter, no matter where it is. The Chazawer Sakin by Mashkin that were Matamat Durabonon, but since it's only Durabonon, they were Masakin that there should be difference between Acharayim and Toich to stress the fact that it's Durabonon. Okay, the next case of the Mishnah was Nosi Hasamedris.
I mean, that's kind of interesting because, I mean, we have an idea that called the Tikkun Derabanan being the Raisa,
right?
Which was suggests that the Derabanan would follow more the Deraisa,
right? So Morris says the reason why they did this is because this was a Tumah Derabanan which because they were not Masakin did of Sreifas Truma, and they're afraid if you would perceive it as you wouldn't differentiate between that and the Tumah Deraisa, you would burn Truma because if it touched Truma. Be metama the truma, you burn the truma, which we saw on Shabbos that the Chazal were not masakin by all some derabanans. There is a din of Sreifas truma, and some there isn't. This is one of the ones that's not. So they needed to make a differentiation that people would understand. It's not the raisa. Notice it's a medris nami chashash truma the raisa. You had truma. The case was you had medris on the Raisa level, and the concern was that you would the person who was carrying the medris item would end up being with time with the inside of the kli. In the case over here was a kli cheres. Kli cheres is only mekabel tuma from the it's avir. So theoretically, a person even would touch the medris to the outside of the kli would not be metamed. So that's why he said they were matter for Truma, but not for Kurdish. What was the story? The more explains later on, the Omer Beis, that Maisa Hoya Shanofla Ritzua Sasando La Avra Chavis. One time it happened that the Ritzua fell into the Avra Chavis, and it was the time of the Chavis. There's a Masakin, for Kurdish, Akoponim is going to create a Tumah, but that's the Tumah Deraisa. You're dealing with Tumah Deraisa. Okay, big the early truma is medris l'kodesh. So chazar masakin, why were chazal masakin that even though this person is torah on a truma level, but it's considered medris for on the kodesh level and kabbonis level. Shema yeshalei and itzunida, we say that all of the chashashes are always a chashash of that maybe there's a. And the raisa level that a nido sat on there. Now, even though the person is being shemir for truma, we're saying that the shemir isn't sufficient. But what Chazal were worried about was on that level, they were saying it's not a sufficient shemir. What we're concerned about is a possibility of tumah deraisa of nido. Chashash tumah deraisa. In the last case, is kelim hanigmor b'tahara. They need tefillah for kodesh. Because Shemet Sinura Damoritz, maybe the worker who was making them was an Amoritz, and maybe some spit of the worker spat out of his mouth and he was talking, whatever landed on the kli, before the moment of Tahara, before the Gemar, and even though you were Shemet Tahara, maybe that spittle is still there, and if it's still there, it'll generate Tumah. Once the kli is nigger, it'll generate Tumah. And by Amoritz, we're afraid since he doesn't know the halachas, maybe Shem is Zavu. The concern would be that we're talking about the Tumah Deraisa of Zav. or chashash abezav. Okay. Whereas the last five, you're dealing with drora, not a drora tuma of a deraisa level. This was Rabbi Ila's explanation in the Mishnah that the concern in the case of the one keli instead of the other was a concern of chatzitza, and it comes out that there, out of the 11 cases of the Mishnah, two of them have the same point in common, that the concern is chatzitza, and the, so it ends up only being 10 milas in the Mishnah. Rava Omar, back in the Gemara, Rava Omar is six lines in the bottom, last word, Rava Omar. So Rava supports what we assumed in the Kash and Rabbi Ila, that it's not logical to count two separate milas if the concern is that Chazal were more careful when it comes to potential chatzitzas by Kurdish than they were by Truma. That's really the same idea in common, but two examples of it. Two examples of the same milo. So that's not, shouldn't be counted separately. So, but the Mishnah says it separately, so obviously if the seifa of the problem is chatzitza, the case of the not is a problem of chatzitza, and that's not a question. So then obviously the case of the ratio of being tevel, one clean side of the other, the concern is not because of chatzitza. But ratio, I know time, so what is the reason in the ratio that we are concerned you can't allow him to be tevel one clean side of the other? Gezerah shel yatvel machtin v'tzinoros b'kli shein p'piv kishuferes hanoit. Person has a small item and he figures that doesn't want to get lost in the mikvah. He has two things to take the mikvah, or even though the two things to take the mikvah, but it's a great idea. We'll put these small machtin or needles, and Sinaris was a very, so before it was like a very small type of a fork used to wrap up the gold thread when you make thread out of gold. So you put it in a container, and you take it to the mikvah, and you tevel in the mikvah. Well, maybe the kli that you're going to use, the opening will be too small. And the opening is too small, we consider the water inside of the kli independent of the rest of the water of the mikvah. And the more is going to talk about, you know, so what, well, what do you do if that kli has to be tevel itself? I mean, what would you do over there? That the more we'll talk about in Chuf Beis. So what is the shear for the water inside of the kli to be considered attached to the rest of the mikvah? The size of that is the size of kishvaferes hanoid. A shvaferes is like a tube of the noid that they used to use to put in their, noid was a type of flask, and there was a tube that they used to use to pour the wine out of the flask. They put in the mouth, they put in the top of the flask. The flask was made of leather, usually, and you could tie it around the thing, put your pouring tube in, tilt it and pour out of it. And we'll see how big this is in a second. Like we have a Mishnah in Mesechtas Mikvos, Kiritnan Bitanan. Eruv Mikvos, Kishmaferes Hanoid. If you want to combine two mikvos to make them considered one, if they have a connection, which is the size of Shaferes Hanoid, Ke'ovyo B'Kechololo, the size of the inner part of the tube is the chalal, plus the thickness of the tube itself. That is the amount of size that you have to have to connect two bodies of water, make them one. So if I have one mikveh, let's say, which doesn't have a full 40 saw, there's another mikveh next to which has 40 saw, and they're attached kishvaferes hanoid. So they're attached kishvaferes hanoid, they're considered one mikveh. Or what we do nowadays, and we rely on this every time, is we take a mikveh of non-rainwater, you stick it and put it in the ground, and you connect it to a mikvah of rainwater, and now it's considered that it's touched, the once water back in the ground touches back to the water of the mikvah, it gets the status of the water of a mikvah, if it's touching kishuferes anoit. Which is how big? Kishtei etzbos, that's the size of two fingers, which can move around in that opening easily. They can turn their fingers all the way around. So that's called chayzus. They can come back to their spot. It's not a very gigantic shear.
Well, so our standard wine bottles are too small.
Right. So if I take my needles and I put them inside of this narrow-necked bottle, great idea, I'm not going to drop my needles to the bottom of the mikvah, right? It's a great idea. Stick it inside, tilt it, let the water get inside, the Gabaldic idea, etc. Well, it don't work, because that water is not considered attached to the mikvah water.
Does this have implications for the three pools that we talked about earlier?
The Mishnah says that there are actually two ways to connect mikvah. One is kishaveres anoid through the whatever separating the barrier which is separating the two. There's a connection kishaveres anoid. If you have a situation where both of them are high enough that they touch over the barrier. Over there, the shear is kiklipas hashum, the thickness of a peel around garlic. It's not very thick.
No, I'm just wondering about the width to go with that thickness.
Kishafar sanoid. So you need, if I recall correctly, kishafar sanoid.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case before, where they were touching over the grounds as opposed to through, so then the shear would be kiklipas hashum. And whereas several law kaha, so Rabba holds like the following: Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Avuha, Yud Aleph Malus Shanukan. So Rav Nachman, the name of Rabba Bar Avuha, has the Mishnah listing not 10 milus but 11 milus. So that's what Rabba says. One of the milus is because of chatzitza. One of the milus is because of this concern that the tefillah will not be valid because it's being done in too small of a container. Or too narrow necked of a container. And so the same version we had before that Rabbi Ila says the name of Rafina Bar Papa, that there are 10 milus, and of the 10, 5 have applied to Chumash Nasal Taras HaKadosh, and 5 don't, because 5 have a drawer that Tumah Daraisa, and 5 don't. So according to this version, there are 11, Sheish Rishonas, Ben the Kadosh, Ben the Chumash Nasal Taras HaKadosh. The first 6 apply to Chulin Shenachal Taras HaKadosh. The 5 end ones, the Kadosh Avodah Chulin Shenachal Taras HaKadosh. Apply only to Kadosh and not to Chulin Shenachal Taras HaKadosh because there's no drawer in the Tumah of the Raisa. They weren't Masakin by Chulin Shenachal Taras HaKadosh. So, because over here dealing with this is on a derisa level of a concern which would make it a problem on a derisa level. Now the case was that you weren't terrible like that. We're talking about anytime putting a kli inside of a kli, you have this nice wide pot, you put something inside. No problem with kishfaris and not over there, because regardless of that, you can't do that for Kurdish. Because of that case, in that case it would be a problem on a derisa level. So that's called the drawer of the Tumah Daraisa. Okay. Where it says, Ma ika bein derava l'Rabbi Ila. Give me a case where halacha l'maisa, we would have a difference between Rabbi's explanation of the Mishnah and Rabbi Ila's explanation of the Mishnah. In other words, is there any diversion? In other words, the case is always going to be the same, applies across the board, only arguing on the reasoning, or is there any practical difference? So Mor says there is. Ika benayu, the case which is between the two of them, is sal regar gusni shemilin kalim vitvilin. you took a basket, the Gargusin is a very large basket, you put kelim inside of it, you took it to the mikvah, and you, the table, you put the basket inside, and you table the kelim inside of the basket. The water filled them. Shemil and Ma'im, they were filled with water, they were table it. The man that Rishim Chatzitza, Ika, if you use salva gargusni, which is like a specific type of a thing that you're using, they make a gzeir from there to a case of being tovel in a kli which has a very, very thin neck. It's a totally different type of a kli, to the point that and it never comes that size, so there's no problem, there's no reason to make a gzeira.
Could you say that again, please?
Since it's like a different type of a kli than you normally use, or that I'm not going to confuse if I can use a salva gargusni that I can use a narrow-necked wine bottle. It's a totally different type of a kli. It's a basket woven out of it, etc. And those baskets never come in such with a thin neck. So there's no reason to make a gzera in that case. So Chazal would not have made that case, would not have invalidated that case.
So that's the practical difference between the two.
Right, but the problem with chatzitza, you're still going to have a problem with chatzitza.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
You still could
have a problem. The concern of chatzitza would still be there. Vazer Rabba Latameh, and this is Taka Rabba's opinion. Damar Rabba, Salva Gargusni, Shemil and Mayim, Vitbilim, is the. You fill them with water and you table them. Loch is Taharim, even for Kurdish. But he does continue and says, "Mikvah shecholke b'salva gargusni." But let's say you put a barrier down in the mikvah. A barrier was made out of this type of weave. So atel b'shem lo also letfila. Because why don't you tell me? Well, the two mikvah, the water from one side and water from the other side, touch through the various different gaps in the basket. So it's considered like one. So if I say that inside A, I don't have enough water, let's say, but that's a problem. But side A and side B are connected. So let's say that it should connect through the barrier of the salva gargusni. He says that that's not true. So our kula is chalchuli mechalchulo. We didn't deikum em saw, but mokam echot. I see it doesn't work. How do I see it doesn't work? Because they were terrible in ground. They weren't terrible in concrete lines, mikvos. The ground is porous. There's water in the ground. There's water in, there's water all over the place. There's groundwater, and we don't say, well, my vicar doesn't hold 40 saw, but yeah, but it's connected through the porous ground. It's the groundwater which is there, and that should count like 40 saw. We don't say that. And there's definitely 40 saw in the groundwater. Terrence says, we look at what we have here as one unit, and over here you don't have 40 saw. So he says he feels the same thing is true, even though it's porous and it would connect through the salva gargusni. That's not sufficient unless you have a connection of kishafer sanoid. So you have to make a hole in the gargusni of the size of kishafer sanoid, and then you're okay. The fact that they touch alone isn't sufficient. It has to be connected to kishafer sanoid.
So even this thing is woven.
We are already forgetting his teachings,
and we can see.
We could argue it's touching many, many places. The equivalent of kishafer sanoid.
Full height and width.
Right.
We still consider it a barrier.
Correct.
But it's not a problem for the tefillah, it's something inside it.
Well, you're terrible in one inside of a kli, as long as you immerse it, like, so it's surrounded, the same thing inside is surrounded by all sides by water. Now, I'm not passing halacha l'maisa because this is the Pashat Limor, there are definitely those who learned the Birmat Sarif, the openings, Kishaferis Anoit, which is what allows you to take a basket which is not submersed and sort of dip it down a little bit, as long as the water comes through on the sides, it's sort of connected and sitting in the basket, and that's sufficient.
Itself is not the rim of the basket, it's not below the water.
Right, because the rim is below the water, so it's a problem. So there, the shear is klipas hashum. Right, so you can just connect the water inside to the water outside with klipas hashum. You have to drop it down a mashu. Mm-hmm. But let's say you didn't drop it, so then halacha l'maisa, they're definitely a mafresh. We learn over here the sugya that that we counted the all the holes together add up to the connection is the size of shver. So no, you're okay. But there's in the pasuk on the mora that I was steering away from that, not getting involved in the halacha l'maisa. Zogt Rashi. So Rabbi says, this is the first wide line of Rashi and Chaf Aleph on Beis. Meklish ein b'piv k'shifres anoyt. So you can travel inside a kli which doesn't have a large enough opening. He loved tefillah. He says, it's not a valid tefillah. Shein amayim hanichnosim l'soichoi. The water which goes inside the kli is not chibur l'meh mikvah. It's not considered attached to the rest of the water of the mikvah. V'letavlu hamachdin. So they were terrible inside the water in the kli. It's anan that without that it's the lav chibur, without the opening comparison, no, it's not considered attached. Eri mikvos mikvah chaser b'tzad mikvah sholem. There's a invalid mikvah because of the lack of size. It's not full. Next to mikvah which is full. Patsiner by name, Mechabrin, there's this pipe which connects it to. Im Yesh Berchobik, Shefer Sanoid, Kikona, like the reed, Shenoisin, Befi Anoid, Shal, or you put it used as the tubing to pour out of the Noid, the flask made out of ore, made out of leather. It's the shear of Kichalola Va'ovya. Like the thickness of the actual airspace, the opening of the reed, plus the thickness of the walls of the reed itself. And that Chazal said that shear is two fingers. That they can come back to the place, which means you can take your two fingers and move it around any direction. It's not too tight, so you can move it back and forth any direction. That's called that's the thickness, which is called Shefaras Anoid, and Havi Erev, that's considered connected. Matvilin Av Kalim. Some people add the word matvilin bechoser or af bechoser kalim. You can be terrible now the kalim in the other mikvah, in the mikvah which is choser. This concern would also be potentially on a deraisa. It's a gzeira, you might do, but in the case you did it, you're dealing with a tumah deraisa level. The tefillah wasn't valid, the kli is still considered tumah deraisa. And now it's going to be Metama Kurdish. So that's a Chashash Tum of the Rice. Versus, what's the practical difference between Rava and Rebbe Eva? Is a Gargusni. Sal Gadol, in a very large basket. Shabbat Mesanan, what they used to use it for was to Mesanan the Yayin, Be'ez HaBotzer. They would use it as a strainer the wine would go through it, you know, but it was porous, so the wine would, the liquid would pour out, but the basket weave would catch the various different sediments, etc. So it was used for straining. After you would have the, you would press the grapes, the wine press, you would have a an outlet where the flow, kiluch, is the flow of the gas of the wine is flowing out of the gas of the wine press. And the would pass through this basket, and it would strain it. Yard the bar would go into the pit where they would store it. Refers to the idea of using the gargusni by the gas. The person's meal is toivel kalim in them is to her an afla kurdish. Rabba Tamei, because Rabba is going according to his reasoning. The uki time, the reason why it's a problem, zera mishum kli shem mafiv kishversanai, that you might be terrible in the kli which the opening is too small. Using these items, they never come that size. And you have to add. I mean, usually we make, you know, we say kalim, we make kalim across the board. You're trying to, you don't get involved in different types of kalim, different size, you know. The gzera is, if I allow you to use A, you'll use B, right? That's always the gzera. If I tell you you can use kalim, you end up using kalim, which is too small. So, but, so you have to say that a salig gusni was such a distinctive type of a kli, people would not draw the conclusion, if I can use a salig gusni, I can end up using a different type of kli, which would potentially be too small. But also a tefillah, shason ki beis mikvos, that makes it, this barrier makes it like two separate mikvos. In the case over there, what, I mean, you had a mikvah which ended up being the right size. You do that. Now you have two sides. When either side is a full shear. Even though the water touches them between the leaves. And the tzarm is another name for the leaves of the, let's say, of the palm trees, which what you would use to make your wheat, your baskets. Why do I say that? Because if you can say to chibur, the ha'ara kula mechalchalo, b'mayim noivin kan, the water which is here in this mikvah, boyin min har gadol, from a large underground flow of water. We don't consider it attached to that, because right now, it's, even though the ground is porous, and there's moisture there connecting it, so there's a connection, we consider it separate. You need all 40 saw in one place, so it's not sufficient that it's connected to this porous material. The only thing which a connection is the size of Kishferes Anoid. Well, you don't have Kishferes Anoid over here, so it's not going to work. Some places there are definitely places where the water table is very high, and theoretically you could have, you know, this pit that is, I mean, the it's connected to the water table, which means it's connected to the water which is there, and eventually there's underground streams, chasms, etc. We don't go with that because it has to be connected to Shavar Sunday. Okay.
Like a natural pour, like in a cave where you have rain in a cube.
A cave is definitely okay. As a matter of fact, the Gemara talks about that. What they used to do sometimes was metavel in caves. It seems to be this very standard to the extent that the so what do they do with their machlamitzinos? They shouldn't lose them. So most of they used to have, well, you would have your steps going down to the mikvah. They would travel on the steps. this way, instead of taking all the way down to Vikr, you'd be able to control it, like right there, like right, and then you'd push the water. The Mishnah talks about is that a valid tefillah if you push the water up, like, you know, gentle little wave of pushing the water, so it should go up to that step, right? So it's a mikvah, it's a Mishnah in the mikvahs.
Is it good?
You know what? I don't remember what it says. Machad and Sunal Malos Samar. Remember the round again of the Mishnah. Malos Samar Samara. How you might look at maybe the Mayim? I think it says it's good. Yeah.
The mikveh itself is an item.
What?
The mikveh is an item. We've never said that the kli inside a kli has a shiur in terms of it's not allowed to be a certain size. You know, one's resting on the other.
Right. Well, there's no problem with chatzitza. Is your question of chatzitza?
I'm just thinking about the parallel first.
I mean, if you're going to get involved in chatzitza, I mean, the woman touches the bottom of the, or a person to man touches the bottom of the floor of the mikvah. So, well, you have a chatzitza problem because his feet are touching the floor of the mikvah when he touches.
Is at one point during tefillah you have to be off the floor?
Not mikra din.
Yeah. We don't have to pick our feet up when we go to mikvah?
Because there's water on you. There's water on your feet.
Well, that's not what they told us.
I thought we had to pick our feet up.
The only case we're talked about is, you know, the Mishnah actually talks about even they used to have, you know, their problem was, again, they didn't have concrete floors, so there was dirt there. There was mud there. You know, your feet would sink into the mud. It's not a problem because my mekadmon, the water goes in before the water is going to go there in with your foot.
Yeah.
So nice you're sitting standing in mud.
If you don't do that, you have to pick your feet up. I've never been there.
I'm pretty sure they do. You can ask your wife, but I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
It may be a bubble myself. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, listen, you know, listen, the we do many chumras and different things. Okay. Now the more is going to add an interesting point over here. So we let's see. Something more. Hani mili bikli tor. This whole problem that we're going to say that we're afraid that the water is going to be too small. And therefore, you know, the openings will be too small, and therefore the tefillah will not work for what's inside. Is the kli tor? If the outer kli is tor, and it's just being used as a container to hold the machdin and mitzinaros, which are tameh. Of a kli tameh, if the outer kli itself is tameh. So migur the solka tvila lekule gufe demona solka lehunami lekelim the ispe.
There's an obvious chilek to be made between
We said the tvila is functioning. Then you can tell this kli which has this opening which is too small. We say because it's in itself the mice is totally submersed in the water. That's called. So it's not functioning, like you said, like as a mikvah holding it. It's a kli going into the mikvah. This is how this kli goes into the mikvah. It's the fact that the opening inside, as long as you don't have an airspace inside, you have to tilt it, it should be an airspace. So the water, it's totally submerged in water. It's called tevila. So once that's true, it's called tevila. So the inner item is also called tevil. It's also called it was submerged in the water. But if the outer kli is... Tor, so it's not doing a process of tefillah itself. It itself is not doing a process of tefillah. The only thing is it's acting as a way to hold the inner item. So you have a problem that the opening is too small. Ditnan kelim shemilin mayim v'hitvila. You have kelim which you started out with water. Inside of them, you put them in the mikvah. So Harelu to Har. So the water, in other words, let's say the mikvah water, you had water which was drinking water, which is you know, pure enough, etc., that you could drink it, but it was came tamei. So you need to be mitar. So you have a great idea, put it in a container and stick it in the mikvah, which is what they would do. And once it's tovel in the mikvah, so water is the only liquid which can be tovel it, and it becomes tor again. You can't take wine, which is tummy, and tovel the mikvah, it stays tummy. But water, once you tovel it, it becomes tor. So I can stick it to the mikvah and make it tor. But if you were not tovel it, so much it wasn't you weren't tovel it, then Maimon Muravim Achiyuk Muravim Kishafer Sinoi. Then it has to connect Kishafer Sinoi. Versus Maika Omar Vim Loitova. What does Vim Loitova mean? Our answer is Hachik Omar. Means Vimeno Tzarkla Tvilo. If the Kli itself is not Tome, the Kli doesn't need Tvilo. So we look at the Kli as just a way to hold the water, then the water has to connect. But if the Kli itself is getting Tvilo, so even though the opening isn't kishuferes anoid, but the kli itself is going into the mikvah becoming tor, so the water inside also is called going in the mikvah becoming tor. So the tefillah, which works with the outer kli, works with the inner kli.
Yeah, I guess
it's the opening that's large enough.
Well, if it's tor, but if it's tame, it doesn't make a difference how big the opening is. It should be the other round. If it's tor, it's a problem how big it is. If it's tame,
if the kli is tame,
right,
it doesn't matter how big the opening of the kli is for the liquids inside the kli.
Correct. Because the tefillah, you're being tovel the kli, because we're looking at the tefillah as being totally submersed in water. So mele, everything which is inside of it, also is totally submersed in water.
It's what's the issue now?
In the case where the kli is tor. So the case where the kli is tor, the kli is just acting as a way to hold.
So just have to tell me the kli and then it would be
I was thinking the same thing. I mean,
you could do that, but the problem is, let's say he doesn't do that. So now it's not going to work.
But
I didn't say there isn't a solution to the problem. I just said that the problem is people might not do that.
So if the needles are tummy,
yeah,
and the moksha was moksha, and they're inside the kli, what's the status of the kli?
If the kli is...
If the needles are tummy,
right,
the water, whatever liquid it is a liquid that's moksha. Then the liquid's tongue from the needles. And the vessel, the containing vessel, is then.
That's an interesting question.
So I don't understand how this tongue war case obtains.
Yeah.
I think I have an answer, but I want to check it up before I give you the answer to make sure that I'm right. That mashka matame kelim is only for truma and not for chulin. So in the case of chulin, it wouldn't be true. In the case of truma, you might be right. But in the case of chulin, but I'm not sure if that's correct. I have to check that up if that's correct.
And it has to be water, of course. It can't be any other
liquid. Any other liquid, correct.
It would be
chitzitza.
It would never become
tovel,
so the items are not exposed.
Right, so then the kli itself wasn't tovel.
Inside the kli was not tovel as well, yes.
Right, let's see. Rashi. Vahani mili. That which is the rina and hamat of a kli shem apiv kishveres anoid tveim. That the kli inside remains tomei if the opening is not large enough. That's what Kli Torah Shlo Hoya Kli Achitzin Tzarech Lahadzel. The outer Kli doesn't need Tefila. Avim Hu Tzarech Lahadzel. If the outer Kli also needs Tefila, so Miga the Socha Tefila the Gubah Shal Kli Li Torah Toichay Ayadei Maimam Nichnasim Derech Pi. The Tefila works to be Matayer the Kli through the water which comes in. Vikitumasoi Kach Tarosoi. The same it becomes Tomei in that small opening. It becomes Torah in that small opening also. That's quite very, very uncomfortable, exactly what Rashi is saying. There's no such chazal, like Kabbalah Kach Poltoi. But it's also not a Tefillah, the Kalim Shabbosaycha. But we say, so the Tefillah works for the Kli, works for the Kalim inside. Like Arelo Taharim, the Truma, Velachol Ben Piv Rachav, the Piv Kotzer. If you fill up the keli and you table it, everything is tor. No difference how large the opening is. In the tovah, in the farish lovim, ein tzarich latfila. Meaning, latfila means if it doesn't need tefila, then a mamar ravim lemikva. That it has to work based on the water connecting. But the bala tire al yedeim kelim shebaseichem. You want to metire the what's inside. At shiumar ravim derech peh rochav kishafar sonah. It has to be an opening which is the width of kishafar sonah. Okay.